Anne, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
I'm really interested in your video series called Conversations with Photographers. And one of that series is part of Xavier University's Photo Focus presentation. But before we talk about it, I'd like you to tell us about the series itself. How long have you been recording Conversations with Photographers? And what was the impetus for doing it in the first place?
Yeah, so I started when Photo Focus first happened in 2012. I was part of a group of local photographers, along with Helen Adams and Melvin Greer and Samantha Greer. And we curated a show that showed at Xavier Gallery called Photographers by Photographers, where a group of 60 local photographers, we all picked names out of a hat and we photographed each other. And it was a great show. And I started doing a video then. It wasn't actually called Conversations with Photographers then, but it was just interviewing some of the people in that show about what their experience was, because it was a very fun event being photographed by another photographer and seeing what everybody produced. It was very fun. I was lucky to find at that time Scott Ginn, who is a local videographer, and I produced it with his technical help. So then after that, I decided I would do something longer on several people. So I did in 2014 my first real Conversations with Photographers with a group of 6 photographers, interviewed each of them, well, edited it down to about 10 minutes each, including Helen Adams, Melvin Greer, Jimmy Bolden, Michael Wilson. I really enjoyed being a photographer myself. I really enjoy talking to other photographers about how they got into photography, what their education was, who their artistic influences are, just their sort of career path. And I started out with this small group of people that I knew for the most part already. And the interview is the most interesting part for me, because of everything they say I can relate to as a photographer.
I like the title for the conversation that's featured at Xavier, Under One Roof, From Bauhaus to Our House. And in it, you're talking to Cincinnati photographers Anita Douthat and Cal Cole, who are married to each other and whose photographs are also on view in that gallery. So why that title?
They have similar educational backgrounds, which I didn't know until I started interviewing them. A lot of the information in the interviews is information that you wouldn't know otherwise. I wouldn't call it really intimate information, but it's not, unless you've known people for a long time, you may not get that information. They both have very strong sort of Bauhaus-related educations. They had some of the same teachers at some of the same schools, and they're very different people, and their work is very different. And it's, to me, amazing that two photographers are actually married. There aren't too many photography couples. I actually had originally planned to do 2 couples, because I know of another photography couple. But once I got into editing this one, it was much more complicated than doing one person at a time. This is a conversation between me and Anita and Cal, even though they were interviewed separately. It's woven together as if it's a conversation between the two of them, almost, sort of.
I should think, when you're talking to people who are in the same profession as yourself, that you need to be on guard that your recorded conversation is understandable by those of us who are not professional photographers. Is that something you think about?
I like to get into their process, because everybody has their own what they're doing and how they do it. It never gets terribly technical. You know, Anita talks in this one about quite a bit about her photogram process. And to me, it's fascinating, but I think it's in layman's terms. You know, I think it's easy enough for anybody to understand. I think Photo Focus in general is, I wouldn't say primarily, but it is a photographer's event, but it opens up the realm of photography to the larger public to show what the whole range can be. So I think that's what's so wonderful about Photo Focus, is that it's an education.
Well, you're a Cincinnatian by birth, and you live here now, but you lived in California for some years, and it was there that you became a photographer. What's different about being a photographer in Cincinnati and being a photographer in California?
So it's a personal thing for me, because I grew up in Cincinnati. I was born here. So when I came back here, when I was about 40, I had a lot of roots here. Whereas in California, I didn't know anybody. I mean, when I first moved there, and I created all those connections from scratch. So it's a big difference. I loved living in California. I still love to visit there as often as possible, but I feel rooted here. My grandfather was a columnist for the Post for 42 years. You know, so I have that sort of tradition in my family. My uncle, Dilly Siegel, was a film producer. So there are still some people alive who actually knew them.
You've also done a series of work called Jazz Images.
When I lived in California, I lived with a person who was a jazz musician, and I was very interested in jazz, and I still am. I went to a lot of incredible performances in California, and so that's when I made those jazz images. I don't actually go to very many live concerts these days. I'm not so compelled to photograph musicians playing at this point. I'll leave that up to Melvin Greer. That's really his passion. But I still really love listening to jazz, and I listen to it a lot.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your film and to seeing the show at Xavier University's A.B. Cohen Gallery. Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Ann Siegel, whose filmed interview with Anita Douthat and Cal Kowal is on view, along with work by both photographers, through October 28th at Xavier University. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.